Can you hear me?
Yep.
I think I need another earphone because I'm hearing this tapping noise in my ear. Are you hearing it?
No.
Okay. We're not recording all. Oh,
we definitely are.
Hey girl, hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How was your weekend?
Oh, so I actually got some rest this weekend and I drank a lot. A group of our friends got together and had like a boozy brunch game day because it wasn't in the night, even though it went into the night.
I was going to say, like, I could have sworn it was supposed to be brunch, but then, like, niggas was sending Marco Polos at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was like,
Literally, we was there all freaking...
What is happening?
But, you know, Black people are late, so I think it was supposed to start, like, at 1:30, and I myself got there around 3-ish, you know?
Hell.
I know, but I had a lot going on. Then it was, like, super stormy and stuff that day, so, like, the weather was bad and dropping off the kids and blah, blah, blah.
I thought the whole point of having the brunch was because the last time we had to get together, it was late and everybody was ready to leave at midnight.
Right, but I guess it kind of worked out because you said, one, we got there at 3. Last time it was supposed to start at 3, we didn't get it till 5, so it's like, you know, we got a couple extra hours left.
Oh, so Black CPT.
Okay. CPT. And I swear I didn't mean to, but no, it was fun. We got super, super drunk, and we was playing, like, different games and stuff and eating real good. It was like a potluck brunch, so everybody brought, like, a dish and stuff, and I am just so happy that I'm in a circle of friends that all most know how to cook. So, like, it was no dish where you had to be shady and be like, oh, let me put the napkin on this and put it in the trash can. Like, I'm glad most of my good friends can cook. So, it was a good time. We had a good time. So,
I'm mad I missed it.
I know. We really missed you. What did you end up getting into this weekend? How was your weekend?
Well, JT came back Friday, which is why I didn't make it. Because, you know, I had to get it in. I mean, that's really... What happened?
Right.
It's been a while. Not only that, but, you know, it's the last weekend before school starts. Right. So the kid wanted to go and do last minute summer things. So what I wish, you know, would have been a relaxing weekend just turned into a bunch of stuff. Like, JT came home, then our friend was in the area. So I had him over Friday night drinking. Then Saturday, we went to the beach. We went out to eat. Then Sunday, we went to an amusement park.
Oh my goodness.
And then today, it was getting her hair done, going grocery shopping, trying to get some last-minute school supplies, but niggas wiped all the stores
Look,
out.
Look, I feel your pain. Them stores was like, it felt like Black Friday in there.
Yes.
Like, all the school's supply section, like, I couldn't find pencils and composition books. Like, the aisles was, like, bare, girl.
There were no binders.
Not
at
a piece.
The stores I went to. I was like, oh. So, basically, she had most of her school supplies, so she's just missing a few, but she's just going to go to school what she has, and that's just what it is.
Right, pretty much. So, yeah, I'm definitely sending a note with my daughter tomorrow and being like, this is what I got so far, bae. When the stores restock, I will send the rest, but
right.
Be blessed. Like, ain't nothing I can tell you. I waited till the last minute, and this is what happened. So
Shout out to all the kids being back in school, though, because I know some of them went a couple weeks ago, and it's been like every week it's a new set of kids, but now officially all these little badass niggas is gonna be in school.
Back in school, and let me tell you something, I am tap dancing. I'm ready for my daughter to be back in school. And next week my son starts daycare for the first time, and you don't understand how excited I am, because you know my son, and I am just excited that he's going to be in a daycare where they are going to wear his little ass out all day. So by the time he gets to me, hopefully he is just wanting to lay up and chill and maybe eat a little bit and go to sleep. Because look, I can't deal. Like, this dude is a ball of energy, and I'm just ready for him, somebody else to deal with it. Look.
I love him, so, I mean, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. I think that he's just lit, so.
Oh, he's lit. 24 hours a day.
24 hours? I'm with it.
Oh, no. That's exhausting, man.
I don't know, because I'm only there on the weekends when I come to visit. So.
You get to leave.
Yep.
I'm with this man for life.
Well, anywho, glad we both had good weekends, you know, compared to the weekend prior to that.
Yes, but, Lord. You know,
it may have been a little busy for me, but it wasn't like a horrible weekend. So.
Right. I can agree with that. So things are getting better.
Yes, yes.
And we are back another week to talk mm-hmm. to you good folks as well. So, yeah, exciting. Hope you guys had a great Labor Day, whether you guys were cooking out, turning up, getting school supplies. We hope you guys had fun and were safe.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. This week we are on episode 5.
Yeah.
And the title is Blurred Lines. So let's kind of talk about what we mean about blurred lines.
So... the inspiration for this week's episode comes from one of my favorite shows that's out right now, which is Insecure.
Yes.
I would hope that if you are tuning in that you know what Insecure is, but just in case you do not, it is basically a show that centers a character named Issa, her best friend Molly, two Black women that live in LA, and it basically just follows their lives. It goes into their relationships, their job, their friendships. And it's a quick little 30-minute comedy. It comes on HBO Sundays at 10:30.
Yes, with the plug.
I know, rifle free.
Right.
You know, hopefully one day we'll get popular enough to do those paid sponsorships.
You did?
Speak it. Speak it now.
Right. Speak it into existence.
Yes. But I wanted to discuss the relationships on the show and how they tie into basically the relationships that I'm seeing out in the world today. And
yes.
That's where the title Blurred Lines comes from. If anyone has seen the show, Issa and Molly, love them. They are a hot ass mess.
Oh, definitely.
These relationships that they have been in, and we're going to go through a few of them. Mm-hmm. Girl. I mean, girl.
It's like, did you not see the writings on the walls?
I mean, oh my God. But you know what? Then I have to take a step back and be like, but bitch.
You, look at your life. Self-reflection.
Before you was married? Oh.
Girl. Self-reflection.
Yes.
Please know. Some of my exes, I'd be like, ooh, was you just high for 5 years? Like, what was you thinking? What was going on?
So yeah. It's funny you said 5 years, because that's Issa and Lawrence. They were together for 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, some things happen in that relationship. It's no longer there.
Right.
Then there's Issa and Daniel. Mm-hmm. The cause of Issa and Lawrence's right. failed relationship.
And their little awkward little situation.
Yes. You have Molly and...
Jerome.
Well, that's now. But remember when she was dating Jadena? His name was... His character's name was Chris.
Yes. Yes.
And she was being real thirsty.
Yeah.
And it was the dude that... he was like, yeah, he had tried a relationship with a dude.
Yes. What was his name?
I can't think of it.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Yes.
Her face was like,
but I'm saying like crazy. But I feel like in this day and age, everybody is like free, and you know, it's not even like just gay, straight and bi. There's all these sexuals, pansexuals, something sexuals.
A bunch of blurred lines.
Yes, girl. Yeah, ma'am. So that's what we're digging into this week, y'all. You know, episode 5 of the Chatty Patty's Blurred Lines. We're talking about these relationships, situationships, fuckships, whatever y'all want to call them.
Exactly. So, like, unusual relationships or situationships or whatever, fuckship, whatever you want to refer to them as. I guess it could be explained as, like, kind of like friends with benefits, but, like, with a side order of feelings.
Oh, I have the Urban Dictionary. I don't mean to cut you off, but I have the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, yes, because you know that's our go-to. That's the encyclopedia for Black people.
hold. I definitely, you know how you go out and you look at your notes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I got my notes this week. Yeah. Situationship, according to Urban Dictionary, a relationship that has no label on it, like a friendship, but more than a friendship, but not quite a relationship. Example, me and this guy have been talking for 6 months now. Friend, are you guys together? Me. It's like, we're together, but we're not. It's more of a situationship that's happening. That's literally on.
They had the whole yes. dialogue.
Yes. I think a better way, though, to describe it is basically it's like being friends with benefits,
mm-hmm.
except they're, you know, like, okay, so fuck buddies are just right. fuck buddies. You just,
right. you know what it man. Is.
Right. Situationships are weird because it's like, you are fuck buddies, but maybe y'all kind of do girlfriend and boyfriend things. Like, y'all talk on the phone, y'all go out and stuff.
Yes.
But y'all don't have the title.
Right. So, I'm totally happily married. So, like, let's put that out there. But I definitely was in something that was similar to a situationship back in the day. And it was kind of awkward because, like, it was just like, we're just here to enjoy ourselves. We're just here to have fun. But it was like kind of like this weird unsaid. We kind of had feelings for each other, but we were definitely not in a relationship. We were kind of sort of exclusive because we weren't really messing with each other, or maybe we just couldn't find anybody else at the time. So we were just dealing with each other, but it was like, it was times where we spent the night. It was times where the person was sick and I would be like, oh, you need some medicine? Like, let me cop you something. Like, so it was like kind of like girlfriend, boyfriend stuff. But at the same time, like, nah, we not in a relationship. So it's like blurry lines. Like, it's
how
just
long
like,
did that go on for?
It was less than a year. Let's say about 9 months.
And so what happened? Did y'all just stop talking to each other, or did y'all end up being in a real relationship? Like, what happened at the end?
I met who I'm married to now.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I met him and we became exclusive and I had to cut everybody off. So yeah, so it just kind of like fizzled out or whatever. So
did you start off with the intention of being in a situationship with this person? Did y'all start off maybe just being friends? Were y'all supposed to just be fuck buddies? Like, how did it end?
Yeah, we
being?
Started off as fuck buddies. We literally was just like, we cool and this is what it is. You single, I'm single. Like, I just got out of a relationship. He wasn't looking to be in a relationship. So we knew exactly what it was. But like over time, we're hanging with each other so long, it kind of just got, that's where it kind of got blurry at one point.
So I think that is just like what is hot in these streets these days. Like like I said in episode, episode 2, my husband and I were separated mm-hmm. for a year. And so I was back out on these dating streets
mm-hmm.
and it seems like that is just like situationships are the goal, I guess. Like, I mm-hmm. guess people like being in like kind of a relationship without putting a title on it. And I have my feelings about it. I won't get into my feelings about it just yet. But I think that is just like standard. Like in my before marriage, like some fuck buddy type shit, I was cool with that because we mm-hmm. knew exactly what it was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You meet, you fuck, you leave.
Right. Very, no strings attached. No extra.
Very clear lines. I, just very black and white, like
sharp edges and all.
Here is dick, here is vagina, dick and vagina meet. And then they leave. Like,
see you later.
How I like things. This situationship thing, that world that we're living in, I gotta wrap my mind around it.
I just feel like it would be okay if both people, like, it's weird because like if both people, if that's what you're looking for, then so be it, if it floats your boat. But if like you're a female or male, whoever, and you're like looking for a relationship, but all you find is a sea full of people that's want to be in situationships, that shit could seem like it's kind of like, what the fuck?
Well, so insecure, right?
Right.
So who, Lawrence and Tasha, the mm-hmm. little Capital One bank bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't really like her.
I did.
Anywho, so you know, he smashed, and rightfully so, his little feelings was hurt. But then, like, I think him and Tasha were in a situationship, and she didn't realize it. She thought they were moving yes, into a relationship.
Definitely.
But I feel like it's not all the way her fault for feeling that way, because
he kind of let her on, bro.
Thank you.
He was spending the night. He was laid up over there. Like,
you know what I'm saying? And he was going to the family function. He definitely cut the fuck out.
Yeah. He showed the hell up.
So, I felt Tasha, like, why would you show up to my family event if this is not, like, something you were serious about? If
right.
We could have just kept it casual. We could have kept it what it was. But, you know.
Lawrence out here blurring them lines, getting people confused.
I'm saying. I mean, but really, all the relationships in Insecure that I mentioned, them lines were blurred. Like, I feel like Daniel kind of caught feelings when after him and Issa smashed, even though Issa has told him from the beginning.
Oh, him and her and Daniel.
So
yeah, that was
like when he showed up to the little We Got Y'all event and was all
he was hot a hot box,
and she was like, I mean, she was like, you were just an itch I needed to scratch, and I felt
like you're doing like, too much, right? You messing up my life right now. What are you doing?
And did. And then this, oh, disclaimer, I should have said this from the beginning. If y'all ain't caught up to Insecure,
yeah, just go ahead and pause spoilers, this, watch so. It, and then press play again.
Yeah.
Right.
Come back. With this season, you know, with her moving in with him, those lines definitely got blurred. And I think it was both of their faults, because she knew she still had feelings for that man and didn't say anything. And low-key, he still had feelings for her. And then next thing you know, they playing house.
And he having joints over, though.
Sleeping in the bed.
Look, so she in her mind, like, we not together, but, I mean, like, it's an unsaid rule. Like, you know, we done smashed and I'm over here. Like, I guess it's, you know, certain boundaries. And no, he just had a whole ass girl on the side. I don't know if that was his girl, but somebody he was dealing with. And Issa was looking like, oh, where? Okay.
Well, you know what? I feel like Issa couldn't say too much, being as though she was living there rent free. Can we take a mm-hmm. moment to pause though, really mm-hmm. quickly? I want to touch on that. Last year, or the year before, whatever season I was Team Issa. Lawrence was a little bum joint, sitting at home not doing shit. Then he was working at Best Buy, and Issa felt like she was taking care of him. And I just want to point out that, like, karma, because she ended up on somebody's fucking couch. And so now I can't even go on Twitter and be Team Issa.
I mean, she got her whole little manager position of the little complex. Girl, she moving up now.
I'm just saying. I was going in on Lawrence and his little blow-up mattress at his friend's house. And this bitch was sleeping on a whole ass couch while the nigga that fucked up her in relationship was fucking another girl. Like, come on, son.
That's the tell me that wasn't low, karma. Girl. I couldn't. I would have been like, I don't care. Woo! You know what I've never understood? And I know that they kind of touched on it when they was just like, you know, I can't stay with you. But like, why the fuck she ain't staying with Molly? Molly got bread. Like, why you ain't?
Because they best friends.
I would have been right with my best friend. Like, bitch, I'd rather be on your couch than this dude couch while he knocking joints down. What?
I think that they
it's
just
a mess of their friendship,
like,
or something.
I don't.
Girl, look, I would have told my best friend, like, look, you gonna have to get. Look, you want me on this dude couch? Like, for real? For real? For real?
I don't know if I could live with my best friend.
I actually live with my best friend. So. Well, my female best friend. My female best friend. Yeah, I've lived with her and it was fine. Like, I didn't have any issues.
Did y'all move in there together?
Did we move together?
Did y'all move in the place together, or was it? Like,
oh, no. We moved in it together.
And then the other person moved in. So I think that's different. In this situation, that's Molly's place. And
so it's different when someone's coming into your space versus like.
I kind of feel that way.
So I guess if you like your stuff a certain kind of way, and then somebody's kind of like, I'm sleeping on your couch. Yeah, I guess I could see it. But I mean, like, I don't know. As a best friend, I kind of would be like, I really don't want you on this dude's couch that you was like knocking down, that like you're not really with. But let's just stay with me. Like, get your life together. I don't know.
They also have something that they kept bringing up that happened. I don't know if you remember them talking about it. Like, I guess Issa broke something in 2005 and Molly keeps bringing it up. And Issa's like, I didn't break it. And then Molly's like, bitch, yes, you did. And she was like, girl, that's in 2005. Like, girl, or something
if you don't stop being petty.
Yeah. So, I don't know. For them, they know their friendship is probably
right. What works for your friendship, like, so. And living together wouldn't be the move. So, yeah, I guess every friendship is different, but yeah, that whole situation with her staying with Daniel, I was like, unless y'all planning on working into a relationship, this is like, that episode was so awkward when he had that girl over there. I was like, girl, get up, like, go get some lifts.
Didn't the season start off like that though? What? Because I definitely thought that was Issa getting her back in, and it was
not.
It was someone else. I was
girl,
like,
you better go get you some lifts and make you some coins while he getting it in real quick.
Yeah, but if it's off the 2-3 o'clock in the morning every night, tough. Like, who want to be out driving lifts at that?
And
night,
then it got weird for Daniel because then he felt a certain kind of way, like, because the girl he was dealing with was feeling a certain kind of way, like, why is she staying there? Blah, blah, blah. And he kind of was like, not really trying to go home all the time because he, like, damn. Like, I don't know if he just didn't want to confront it, but like you say, it's because he low key had feelings and he didn't want to be torn with the joint he messing with and then going back to Issa. So. Yeah, messy as fuck.
I think he was only dealing with that girl to fuck with Issa, to be honest. And that's another thing that these little blurred situationships that I'm seeing out here in these streets, like, people don't even fully get over the person that they were with or the person they have feelings
with.
They just,
like, this past episode when Issa left and moved out, and he was looking like the sad puppy, being like, all right, here's your last box. And then later on, she in a pool naked with a patchy beard. Like, so I'm just like, yo.
Yes. I mean, he took off his shirt and I was like,
hey, light skin, hey, light skin.
So that's what I'm saying. All of that is just, that's what I'm talking about. The blurred lines. Like, she ain't over Daniel. Hell, who knows if she's even over Lawrence? She was still trying
to hold on to the damn mixtapes, girl.
The first mixtape, girl. Like, you ain't even
right. Who are you? But she did at the end, though, throw them joints away, though. Like, after she had her little kiss from a Nathaniel Patchy Beard joint.
But why does it
another dude to move on?
Nigga. Yes.
Messy.
I mean. Maybe that should okay.
Right.
Maybe that should be a topic. How you hoes? Right.
Why can't be by yourself?
So then Molly, they haven't talked about it in like really in a couple of episodes, but she's dealing with Dro, who is a fuck nigga, if you ask me. Whole ass married man who claims he's in an open relationship.
So you're not believing it? You don't think his wife
because
knows?
She was on the show. When is she going to confirm that this is that? When am I going to see her getting her back banged by another nigga? I'm tired of seeing Droll and butt cheeks.
I don't know why. I want to
see Candace.
Wasn't it kind of confirmed? Like, what was it? It was last season where they were all at some kind of party or something. And remember, like, I think Dro and Molly, did they end up smashing in the bathroom or something? I don't know, but wasn't it kind of like, it was like a weird look that Dro's wife and her kind of like gave each other, like she knew, but like it was like weird energy. Like, maybe I'm tripping, but I feel like it hasn't been a conversation. It hasn't been a like, yeah, I know, like, I know y'all messing around. Oh, yes, my husband got an open relationship type thing, but I don't know. Maybe it's going to be addressed.
I guess that's what
I'm waiting for. To blatantly be like, either you see her messing with somebody else, or she's like, yes, like, we do our thing. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, because I feel like if I was to have an open relationship with my husband, he damn sure couldn't smash the bitch that used to live across the street from him as a
child. Too much history.
Like, that's just hitting that a little too... Thank you. That's a little too close to home. If you out on a retreat, because it seems like this bitch is always on a retreat, if you out on a retreat and you smash somebody on a retreat,
right?
Okay, that's different. That's somebody you don't know, but you smashing the homie.
It's too many.
Like, so yeah. Because
then I'll be side eyeing like, was you always plotting on her? Like, y'all known each other for this long? Like, was you always looking at her like that? Like, that's how I'll be side eyeing it. So yeah, I would feel a certain kind of way if I was Dro's wife, to be like, anybody but her. Like, or maybe they got it, depending on how it's set up, that it's like a don't ask, don't tell. Maybe like she's just like, yeah, we got an open relationship, you know, you be safe and do what you do, and I don't want to know about it. But I'm sure if she was to find out and she did care, she would have a I know I would.
Right. Well, my issue with the Molly and Dro relationship is that Molly knows that's right. not what she wants. I mean,
she wants that D. I was about to say she wants that D. Yeah. But she don't want to be in that messy relationship. And it's going to end up messing up their friendship.
Because
they had a really good friendship before they were smashing. Like, all them seasons, like, they was, like, really, really cool. They known each other since they was younger. And, like, this is just making everything so awkward. Like, when they around each other, she just, sometimes she act like she don't know how to act around him. Like, it's just, yeah, it's not going to end well at all.
So whose fault is it when it doesn't? Because the only person's feelings that's going to get hurt in that situation is Molly's. Here's my thing. Mm-hmm. Molly is grown. She knows exactly what she signed up for. But Dro knows as well. Like, Dro knows that girl wants a husband and kids and that if they as close as it they portray themselves to be on the show. Like, both of them know that Molly's expectations are not ever going to be met in that situation. So at what point are one of them going to just say, you know what? This is just not going to work. It's not for us. I need somebody.
It's going to have to be Molly. And I feel like it's in this situation, it's Molly's fault. And I say that because Dro is upfront with, like, I'm married. We're in an open relationship. So mm-hmm. he's pretty much saying, like, you're my friend and you're still going to always be my friend. But it's just about sex, pretty much. Like, we're going to have our friendship, but, like, we're just fucking. I'm married. Like, I'm not going to leave my wife for you. Like, so the fact that Molly continues to engage in this and she knows that she can't have this man all to herself and it's never going to be a situation where he's going to, I doubt it seriously, that he's going to leave his wife to be with Molly. Like, I would super fucking be shocked if that was to ever happen. So I feel like she's kind of playing herself in this situation if she's trying to be like, oh, well, if I just continue to put the poom on him, then, like, he's going to leave and he'll be mine. Like, no, she's hurting herself in this situation because she's not going to get everything that she wants. And she's settling for not even half of a man because she don't even own half of them. She's just settling for peen. And
but I get and I can understand that. But, like, he got mad when she asked for her key back. First of all, why?
I didn't understand that either. Maybe he, like, had a key as a friend because they was close friends. But I don't know when that key exchange happened. But I was confused about that too. I'm like, why did this dude have a key?
And then was upset. So that's when and then not only that, but she did say to him, like, listen, I just need us to, like, she asked for it to be more like, let's just fuck. Let's not be kicking it. Let's not go out on dates. But he's the one that's like, oh, I brought wine over. Oh, let's go out to dinner. Like, so that's why I'm saying, like, it's definitely her fault for putting herself in that situation. But at the same time, he's also not respecting the fact that she is saying, like, I want to fuck you because his dick is good, but I still need some boundaries. And so that's why I'm just, like,
being selfish.
To me, it's like, yes. And what I noticed out here in the universe, out here in real life, is that niggas have a tendency to do shit like that. Like, they'll do everything that a man would do in a relationship, but won't ever put the title on there. And so then when a bitch start acting like she's in a relationship.
I told you from the jump that this wasn't what it was. Yeah,
I wasn't looking for
that's the fallback. Yes. That's the way to be like, nah, like, I can get, it's like basically what the old folks say, like, you getting the milk without buying the cow. Like, basically, you getting all the perks of having a girl, but you can throw that line and be like, when it gets too much, like, oh, it's feeling like it's about to approach commitment, or, like, it's too many feelings that I can't handle, I can throw that, like, nah, you know, we was just kicking it. That's not what we was. I was up front with it, blah, blah. Like, it's a bitch move, but, like, it's definitely going on out here a hell of a lot. So, yeah.
But that's frustrating for a crazy bitch like me. Because I need to know. It needs to be very clear. We either fucking know.
What are we? The million-dollar question. What are we?
For
that
me.
Needs to be answered.
Like, what is... For real, it's really frustrating because you could be like, getting to know someone, and at first it's like, okay, I'm getting to know this person, we're just dating. But then I'm gonna be like, okay, are we dating exclusively? Okay, now we're dating exclusively. And then the next question I'm gonna have is like, so are we in a relationship? Like,
a lot of these dudes are not keeping it 100% and kind of skating off around the corner real quick to another show, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. This fucking situation, I'm not sure if you're caught up with Tierra Marie and the dude Akbar. Yes, girl, let me tell you something. I would punch him in his teeth. You got a whole ass wife and a girlfriend, and you want me to join the Sister Wives Club? Like, sir. And it's I feel upset for her because he wasn't 100% honest with her. And you got her out in these streets looking stupid. She's claiming you, thinking you her dude. And it's one thing if he kept it funky with her and was like, look, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically hitting the lines of a situationship type thing. You know, it ain't no title. You know, like, we just smashing, like, blah, blah. Like, you know, it's a little situation. But he was straight up and down telling her to her face, like, no, I'm not married to that chick. Nah, this not the third. And then they roll up, and it's a whole ass wife, and they talking reckless, like, and if you join this joint, you gonna be number three.
You ma'am. Number three.
I know the old Tierra Marie came. All the counseling and everything went out the window. I know her old, the old. Picture I couldn't that. Even imagine what I would do in that situation. Everybody, pew, pew, everybody gonna die. something. Look, a little switch would have cut off because that's wild as hell.
But that's my thing. Like, nobody is honest, and it's not even just. And it's not even just the dudes. Like, in that situation, obviously, Akbar is just, like, super trash. But in other instances, I just feel like women also aren't being honest with themselves or with the guy that they're with. Like, I notice a lot of chicks, they want to seem like, you know, it's whatever. I'm cool. I'm just fucking him. Da-da-da-da-da. Deep down, they know they want a whole-ass relationship. Deep down, they know they want a boyfriend or a husband or whatever. So, like, why not just say that from the beginning and say everything?
Because a lot of times they scared. Because that dick's so good that they scared that if they be 100% upfront and be like, I want to be with you, then are you going to really go through trial and error and add five more numbers to your roster to find?
I mean, shit, that's what's going to happen. Because he's
not going to settle that with your ass anyway.
So what you mean? That's why you need to get the Safari mode.
Get the pre-sale code. Hey, Safari, set up what is the drink called? Like the little code where you get a percentage off. The Chatty Patty code where you get 20% off the Safari. Like, look.
I advertise the fuck out of that joint.
Look, these women going to be out here spending all they rent money trying to get that thing. Look, because these dudes out here, it's like, it's just certain signs that you should be 100% real with yourself to figure out, like, is this, like, going towards a relationship, or is this going towards a relationship, or I'm in a straight-up situationship? If y'all ain't discussed no title and y'all been dealing with each other for a minute, red flag. If you off some, like, we going out, but it's only at night, like, we just going to the movies, or like, I only go to this place at night. Y'all basically vampires. Y'all ain't going out during the day. If you are sitting up here and y'all barely talk on the phone, but y'all texting each other, you're probably in a situationship. Red flag. And if your closest friends haven't met this nigga, you probably in a situationship. If you find yourself even defending him to your friends, like, if you've been dealing with this dude for months, and you just like, so what's going on? Are y'all in a relationship? And you feeling yourself being like, I mean, nah, like, I'm good. Like, you know, this is, you know, Mr. Right Now. And like, you know, everything cool. Baby, you're in a situationship. It's certain red flags. I feel like females just need to be 100% honest with themselves and be like, look, we have been out and there are no public pictures of us. We have not posted each other. We have not met each other family. And I'm obviously, I'm not talking about off the rip. Like, even if it was a full-blown relationship, like, it takes time to get to that point. But, honey, like, it has to be certain red flags.
To me, that sounds like a fuck buddy, though.
Like.
But no, I know a girl. I don't really like her. So if she figures out that I'm talking about her, I don't really care either. but she was in a situation. Like, to me, she thought she was in a situationship, but maybe she was. I don't know. But, like, she thought this was her dude, but it was also, like, everybody dude. and let her tell it that it was more than just fucking, but let him tell it like she was cool. Like, you know, if someone would ask him about her, he would be like, oh, she cool. Yeah. Like, you know,
that's the homie.
Like, acknowledging that he does deal with her, but like he's not in a relationship. But let her tell it, like I said, that's her boo, that's her bae. She doing birthday stuff for him.
Do you think he's leading her on, or you think she in denial?
I think that she's in denial, but that's what I literally think situationships are. I think it's like, I think that dudes have basically mastered a way to do just enough
to keep them on the hook,
or women to feel like it's more than just sex, but it's not
any discussions, yeah,
the relationship. That's
why these girls gotta be hip and just like call that shit out off the rip. Be like, all right, we've been having fun and we done went out a couple times and your dick is lit. So where's this going? Where we about to be? Cause like, look,
but we have to also be strong enough to say, if that dude comes back and he's very honest and clear on what his intentions are, we have to be able to say, okay, well, actually what I want is X, Y, and Z, so I'm going to have to separate myself from this. And that's the issue. A lot of times we're not asking what the next level is, because who the hell is trying to be in a situationship forever? And then B, you know, when the dude just says plainly what it is, we're not saying, okay, let me move on, let me do me, or let me just keep him as my dick while I try to find something. we still trying. I feel like bitches be trying to change these niggas. Bitches,
it's 2018. It's 2018, and females, let me just put the memo out there in case y'all haven't got it yet. You are not changing nobody. If someone changes, it's because they want to fucking change. We cannot change anybody. I just want y'all to get that through y'all head. Like, you're not changing no man. You might be a type of person that influences them to decide to change, but honey, you ain't changing nobody. So I just wanted to put that out there.
I mean, and that's just what it is. Like, and as soon as, like, on that episode on the one episode with Molly and Dro, when Dro was like, when I guess Molly had asked him a question, and Dro was like, that's my wife, don't ever ask me no questions about my relationship. Like, he checked that ass. If you didn't know what kind of
you know right you there
in that first Molly,
right
now, you know,
don't be worried about me and my wife don't ever doing, question.
Okay, right, how you doing?
So that was very clear. So that was it got unblurred right there. So you know, so whatever you do going forward, you know good and well what you're getting yourself into.
I also would just like to point out that me personally, I'm crazy. So situationships have never really gone according to plan. I think for him, like, in between my last relationship and when I got with my husband, I was dealing with this dude, and it definitely was a situationship. And after some time, I wanted it to be more than a situationship. And when he saw that, he thought he was going to demote our situationship down to a fuck buddy ship. And I simply was not having it.
So, ain't no demotions, bitch.
It really isn't. Like, and there was so many, so in my crazy mind, it was so many things that he did that I was just like, you wouldn't have done that if you wasn't feeling me. Now I know it was just actually me being crazy. Like, one of the things, I remember he was moving, and so he had all these pamphlets from these apartment complexes on his table, and I was like, oh, my cousin live at that one, so don't move there, because, and this is for real why I felt some kind of way. Because I told him, I was like, oh, if you move there, I'm going to be at your house all the time because my cousin lives there. Oh. And I'm crazy.
At least you give them the disclaimer. They ain't got to find it out or wonder. Like, look, I'm just letting you know.
But so let me tell you about how God was in favor with my crazy. In these apartments, two buildings share a laundry room. So you can go in one building, but if you go to the basement to go to the laundry room, you can cut over to get to the other building. Do you know that this nigga ended up in the building that's beside my cousin's? No.
Oh my gosh. What are the chances?
This is why I say, like, the crazy God shined down on me during these years. Because when I say I did all the pop-ups, Because it was a little coded building. He never would give me the code to the
that's
building.
That's cool. We shared this laundry room, babe.
That's cute.
Let me cut right that's on over. Cute.
I'd be at my cousin's house all the time. I used to, when I say I used to do all the pop-ups, I used to do all the pop-ups. So then, because my crazy ass did not get the message, he was definitely fucking somebody else. So one night, I was outside with my cousin. I'm drunk. I'm like, I'm going to key this nigga car. Man. I'm tired of this shit. Girl, this is like super crazy 23-year-old me. Yeah. So basically, she ended up in the car. But, yeah. But he thought it was me. It's like, to this day, he thinks I did it. Even though he definitely, we still talk for like another year.
He like that crazy shit. He like Marcus with Brooke. He like that shit.
My cousin was like, so he thinks you key his car, but you're going over there tonight? I was like, yeah. So this is what I'm saying. In my mind, he wanted to be with me. He just didn't know it. Because like, why else would he move? Because
he probably was scared of you.
That I told him. Well, I don't, you know, no, I don't think so.
You say I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. It's a possibility, but I don't think so.
I was, listen, in my mind, I was taking anything and saying, like, he wants to be with me. He wouldn't do this if he didn't want to be with me. He wouldn't do.
But would you flat out ask him?
He was having.
Or was these internal conversations with yourself?
These were mostly internal conversations. So, oh Lord, this is kind of embarrassing. So basically, in my mind, I loved him. So I told him I loved him during sex.
That shouldn't count. It
and he count. Didn't say anything.
Saying love when you're sexy, you could just be overwhelmed.
Well, no, so this was the old crazy me. So I had said it during sex and he never brought it up. He never mentioned it. So one day we were talking and I was just like, I told you I loved you during sex the other day. He was like, oh, word. I was like,
you heard me. So he probably was like, I was just so overwhelmed. I didn't hear you.
Right. So I was like, yeah, like, JT already knows this story, but I'm sure he's going to be like, bitch. Okay, I'm sorry. So I was like, yeah, I do, though, in real life. He was like, no, you don't. I was like, yes, I do. He was like, listen, we don't even know each other like
listen,
that.
Linda,
so I was
listen.
Like, yes, I know this, that. So I started basically giving him the Wikipedia on him. Like, I know all about this, and your mother is this, and your father's name is this, and this Man. Is your middle. And in my defense, we actually did have a friendship before we started smashing, which kind of aided right. into my crazy.
Like, we've been established for a minute, babe.
But I mean, he basically told me in so many words that like we were definitely not even in a situationship at first, like we were at first. At this point, right. we were just fucking. And so then, like when we used to hang out, we used to kick it. It literally just became a like, come over at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then like in the morning you have to leave.
It kept going down. I know. He was like, "Look, I got to ease my way out of this crazy shit." Like.
And that's what he did. I really think that's now looking back, I think that's what happened. I think that he knew better than to just think he was going to
end
it.
You were crazy?
Seriously, in my mind.
So he was like, look, yeah. the only way to get out of this yeah. is to like backpedal real quick. I'm going to do the Homer Simpson into the bushes. Like, I'm not going to fully yes. withdraw all the pain from her, but I'm still give it to her because that part is amazing. But what we're going to do is, you know, I'm going to see her less and less. I'm going to push this time frame and make yes. it smaller and smaller. And then I'm just going to change my number at one point and it's going to be, that's it, the end.
And you know what? That in that situation is my fault, though. This is literally my fault.
All the
because,
flags
like I
were
said,
there.
Me and him were friends. We had known each other for like years, 4 years before we ever even smashed. I actually broke when I broke up. With my ex, my little feelings were hurt. And I was just like, well, I'm going to try being a hoe because it looks like being a hoe is fun. And so I hit him up and it was like, hey, how about penis on Wednesday? And he was like,
he was
not?
Like, rebound. He started as rebound then. He was rebound king.
So I'm the one that initiated it. And when I went into it, like, Yeah, we just gonna smash. But because we were friends, we were still kicking like we did when we were friends. It's just that now we had sex. So I am the one that blurred those lines and started catching feelings.
He said, ma'am, I thought you said peen on Wednesdays, and now all of a sudden you're keying my car.
You wanna go out and date on Saturday. Yes. I did not key it though. Damn
well, he thinks I you swear. Did. So this is his thoughts.
She put a whole H in the car, and I don't even know why, because his name
was she gonna write ho? Like, what did H stand for? Hector?
Maybe that's what she was going for. I can't remember. He ended up getting a new car though, so
that's funny.
Yes. So, you know, ladies, just, you know, don't be like me.
Make sure that you look for all of those red lines. Jesus, avoid the blurred lines by looking for the red flags, is what I was trying to say, and make sure that you don't turn into thin line between love and hate, Shay.
And fellas, don't you dare think that you are going to demote a bitch. If y'all was in a situationship, you gotta find a way to end it,
or you're gonna end up with an H in your car. Oh,
for sure. Don't think that they're going from a situationship to fuck buddy ship, though.
It's not happening.
No.
How about you just stop leading chicks on? How about that?
Thank God for growth, y'all. I was crazy as fuck.
Hear you saying was. But anyway.
I'm not as crazy anymore. I wouldn't keep anyone's car.
You're not as crazy. I'm agreeing with you. You're not as crazy.
Oh, I have another story.
You only adding to my point. Go ahead. What's up, babe? What happened?
It falls in line to the whole the blurred lines thing, though. Okay. Ties in, girl. So, because me and the first dude that I was talking about, you know, in my mind, we were in a relationship. So, the first year of us dealing with each other, I was in a relationship with him, so I was only dealing with him, because in my mind,
we're together. Like
I
said,
we were going to end up together. So I found out he was dealing with someone else. You know, my cousin lived next door, so obviously I was getting the tea from my cousin. He was definitely smashing other joints. So eventually, I went back to what I had originally said and was like, you know, I'm going to give this whole shit a try. So eventually, sorry, family, if you're listening, but I had three in rotation. I had my main joint, who I wanted to be my boo. I had this young joint who, he was crazy. And then I had,
there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, we give a name. But look, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, if you're single.
Well, I can give Ray's name because Ray is no longer
I'm sorry. Living. Oh, my bad. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I feel like a jerk. But it's nothing wrong with the hotation, as Issa would say. Like, but I think, like, if you have it, like, and even if you don't feel like smashing everybody, like, back in my day, we would call it the starting five or your lineup, whatever you wanted to call it. And, like, everybody played a role, just like basketball. Everybody had a role. Somebody might be just for the smashing. Somebody might be, well, I had a rough day. Like, I feel like venting. Who can I talk to? Who's a good talker? Hey, I'm trying to go to the movies. I'm trying to go out to eat. Who can I take in public? Like, everybody had a role to play. So, that kind of rotation. That is so true. Ain't nothing wrong with that. If you single, ain't nothing wrong with that. You got role players. That's what they call.
But no, all of them were just dick
rotations. It was all starting for the lead point guard position. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, the first boo, the first joint, the one I thought I was in a relationship with, he was denying me the pin, because he, now looking back, he definitely was trying to wean me off slowly but surely. So I had to occupy my mind and my vagina with something else, and that's where the young joint or Ray came into play. So, Ray, definitely, he was number three on the list, so he certainly was just peeing. Nothing else. That was very clearly communicated, and we were both on the same page. It was amazing. I didn't ask no questions about what he did. He didn't ask no questions about what I did. We met when we met. That was it. Well, one day we had decided we were going to go out together. Lord knows why we decided to do this. I took him to a spot that I used to frequent often. I told him when I got in there to do his thing, and we'll just meet up with each other at the end of the night, go back to his house, smash, I'll go to work the next day, PM. Sounds beautiful. He went off, he did his thing. I noticed he was dancing with this one girl all night. I didn't care because I was just like, dude,
I know where you're going to be later.
You good. Basically, well, girl, the daggone club, the lights come on. I can't find this man nowhere, nor can I find that girl. He rolled with me there, though. And all of my stuff is at his house because I plan on spending the night. So, like, my work clothes, my work badge, all of that.
Wait, is this dude? Oh, my God.
So, I call him. He ain't answering. I'm leaving messages, texts, like, listen, I don't care if you're smashing shorty. Just let me come and grab my stuff real quick. Because that's how
it was.
Like, I don't care. Just wear a condom and give me my things. That's it. So I have to drive to his house now. This man's still not answering. I still don't know where he's at. He lived on the bottom level of this apartment building. I'm knocking on the door, knocking on the patio door, knocking on his bedroom window. It's these two dudes in another building outside smoking. They're laughing at me. So I'm in my feelings because I'm being laughed at. And this man's not answering. And I'm also drunk because I just left the function. Someone looked out the window.
Oh, of his place.
And all I And I saw red. So I picked up a brick and I went to his apartment.
You're like, so nigga, you literally have been ignoring my calls the whole time and knocking on this damn door and window. And you mean to tell me you've been in here the whole time?
And all I wanted was my badge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have been pissed.
So I left because I was in the state of Virginia. Commonwealth doesn't play. I left and I went back to my state because I didn't want no problems. And so the next day,
I still need my stuff.
You still gotta get your badge. So I called him and I was just like, I don't know if he's gonna whip my ass. Like, I don't know what's gonna happen. So I get over there. I got me a little weapon in
just in case.
So I'm like, he's talking crazy. Self defense. It was like the hottest week of the summer too. It was
and you to open this man window up permanently. Week.
So I get in the house. I'm standing by the door. I'm not moving because I'm like, let me make sure like we good. So I was like, you got my stuff? He's like, yeah, shorty, you got my stuff. It's right there in this bag. So I was like, alright, I'm about to leave. Like, thanks. You could have just gave this to me last night. He was like, dog, I'm trying to tell you, I didn't go home with the girl. I just went home. I fell asleep. I was like, you lying, but whatever. Right. I don't care. He was like, hey, yo, you crazy as shit. That kind of turned me on, though. And then we actually smashed.
After you bust this man window out?
Yeah, and they couldn't fix it until, like, the next week or something like that. Let him tell it. But that wasn't my business because our lines were not blurred.
I really think that it's guys out here that, like, just are really like they like that shit. And I was joking earlier about the whole Love and Hip Hop situation with Marcus and Brooke, but like I really think people are really dudes out here that like that crazy shit. They just like, look, this bitch keep me on my toes. Like I be one that crazy, but I'm like, I've been that because I don't know. I gotta sleep with one eye open. Some dudes like that. Like I don't know if it's because, you know, a regular good chick would be too boring, but look, some dudes like having a life in jeopardy.
I am not that girl anymore. I have grown. I was 23, 24 during these stories. Maybe 25. But still, not like that anymore. Just here to give, you know, situations, examples to show how in one situation the lines got blurred because of me, my crazy. And then the other one, they didn't. It still got crazy, but at least the dynamics of the relationship stayed the same because we were on the same page.
So at the end of the day, men need to be upfront and women need to be accepting of what the truth is when it's put out there. Or even if it's not put out there, they need to use context clues to see what it is. Yeah.
That's it.
Finn, the end.
Oh, I hope my dad don't listen to this damn
podcast. He gonna be like, I'm learning more and more week about my daughter, Lord Jesus. He probably drinking straight liquor listening to this, like, Lord, just shaking his head. Mm-mm-mm.
I done said dick a million times in this episode. I think he knows
I'm sure. Crazy, I'm sure.
But I don't think he wants to know that I had a whole
t-shirt. Well, look, it's too late now, bro. Yeah.
So the next segment,
wrapping that up,
as we wind this on down. Jesus Lord. So what is one negative thing that happened in this last week that you want to let go and release onto the universe?
So I kind of chatted with you about this earlier when we was talking, but so I have a daughter. I'm sure I've mentioned this little one on this podcast before, and she lived at an age where I was about to lose it in a public place. Basically, she was going back to school. We talked about that. We were doing like some school shopping, last minute stuff. So I was getting like school supplies. I was picking up a couple like last minute shirts and like some pairs of shoes. I wasn't going to do anything too crazy because up here is still hot as hell. So some of them summer shirts and them shorts you still wearing to school for now. So I wasn't going too crazy, but you know, we were getting some stuff. And my mother-in-love was in town. So she was with me and she was picking up some stuff. Anyway, long story short, we was getting some shoes. I picked up some shoes that I thought was cute. She picked up a pair that she thought was cute. I'm being a good mom. I'm getting them both. So the ones that I picked, they had her size. The ones that she picked, they didn't have her size. I even allowed her to pick another pair that she liked. They didn't have that size. So we just went with like a book bag and then the pair that I picked. This little chick says in this crowded ass shoe store, "But I don't even like them shoes." And I said, "Take your ass and go out in that hallway with your father," because my husband was outside with our son, like outside the store. And I must have had the look of the devil in my face because my mother-in-law was like, "I'll go with her." I was like, "Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and get your granddaughter because you're about to lose her in this store." And in that moment, I'm sitting up here paying for this stuff. And I'm like, dog, I can take all of this back. And this money could be in my account for something more enjoyable. Like, I can go out to eat and splurge it on myself. But here I am trying to be nice and get you stuff. And you talking about you don't even like these shoes? I don't care if you like them or not. I like them. And I know that you have outfits to match them. So I'm really not caring what the hell you like. I had to woosaw. I really did a really good job because like I literally want to cuss her out in front of everybody in that store. I wanted to knock her through a wall in front of my mother-in-law. And I didn't. I did some deep breathing and some self-reflecting. And I did good. So that is a good thing. Oh, that was actually the bad thing. The good thing was that I didn't knock her through the wall and that she's still alive to go to first grade tomorrow.
Has your job been better this week?
I don't know, but yes, let's say yes, because it's a holiday weekend, so therefore I have not been in attendance, but I'm not sure how tomorrow's going to be, so next week I might have a whole other story about my job. Who knows? Well,
no, because we released it.
So oh, that's right. We released it, and you know what? It's going to be better, and yes. It's going to be good. It's going to be positive. It's not going to be super stressful. You're right. I'm speaking into existence. I'm going to have a very good, easy week at work. There it is. Yes. I'm putting it out there. And what about you, Bae?
You know, I love Black people a lot. I want to support Black people, but I want Black people to do better.
Yeah.
I go and take the little one to get her hair done. Well, not the little one. She my damn height. I go and take this joint to get her hair done today. I set up an appointment through Style Seat. So I have never met this lady before, and I didn't see a name anywhere. It just had the name of the salon or whatever.
Right.
So when I walked in, all the stylists were in the middle of doing someone's hair, and there were already people sitting down waiting. So I just sat down because I'm like, okay, I'm a little early. I'm not about to be like, I'm 11:45 appointment. Right. I just sit until somebody like, it's like, hey, how you doing?
Right.
Nobody speaks. Nobody says anything.
They didn't even greet you when you came to fuck in? Oh,
no.
Shit. All right.
So at 12:15.
This is 30 minutes later?
This is 45 minutes later. My appointment was at 11:45. I got there at 11:30. So at 12:15, somebody finally decides to say, oh, who are you here for? Oh. So I'm like, yeah, I don't really know. I'm not sure. Like, it's not clear based on the Style Seat page. So I showed them, like, the appointment. And there is this little tiny writing at the fucking very bottom that has a name. Oh. So she was like, Yeah, girl. Well, this is me. That's why when you came in, you should have said hi. That's why you gotta come in and speak.
Bitch, what? That's why I gotta come in and speak? So you don't greet your customers that come? Ma'am.
So, I'm not even that upset. I just need Black people to do better. Like, when I go to get my nails done, I go in there and I see the same person, but each and every time I go in there, somebody's like, hey, how you doing? What are you here for? Exactly. I'm here for a pedicure, manicure, eyebrows. Okay, well, have a seat. Such and such will be there shortly. Okay, thank you. I'm not here to press nobody out. It's back to school. I already know it's going to be crazy book, crazy busy. I already knew it was going to be bullshit.
Right. But
what you're not about to do is be like, that's why I need to come.
Like she put it on you.
I really was like, maybe this is salon etiquette and I just don't know. Because when I look back at my life, I'm like, okay, mommy used to do my hair. The neighbor, Miss Sherelle, used to do my hair. Rakita, girlfriend, used to do my hair. And now I have dreads. I've been natural for the last 8 years. So I have never been in a salon outside of the people that are in my family or, like I said, my neighbor. So maybe that's how it's supposed to be at every salon. But when I walk into somebody's business, like a hair salon or a nail salon, I expect for them to at least be like, hey, hey, girl, have
hey,
a seat.
Girl, hey. Like, oh, okay, we'll be with you shortly. Do you know who you want to see? Like, at a minimum, like, hey, who are you here for? Like, so that I can get an
idea.
Not
45 minutes later.
Dog,
and then you're
going to
chastise me.
Talking about you should have spoke when you came in. No, ma'am. You need to run your establishment with a little bit more customer service. How about that?
Then, you know, she was a hell of a slow braider.
Oh,
and then Amara says that she goes to her, this is not my best work. It was really hard doing this because you have such thick hair. And I'm like,
Wait. This is a braider. And she says that I'm not used. This isn't my best work because I'm not used to braiding thick hair.
Guess who's not going back?
Look, let me tell you something. I would be on Yelp or whatever site that they have doing the most complaints. Like, what? Not only did that happen in the beginning, then you talking about it's our fault? Like, because you don't know how to do your damn job?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, no. You need to get some reviews somewhere so people can see that, honey.
This was last minute. She was the only person that was available. Everybody else was booked up. And so that was my fault for poor planning. I should have got Amara's little thing set a little sooner.
Right.
But
life happens.
Life happens. So I'm going to just let that go. I'm not going to, you know what? And I'll take that back. I'm not going to put that on all Black businesses. I would just put that on them. And I would go somewhere else and keep it moving.
Right.
You know.
But the good.
The good thing that happened this weekend. Well, so JT and I are moving. We live together again. So.
What? Ma'am, why am I learning stuff about my friend on a podcast? Like, I'm not. We're going to have a conversation as soon as we cut tape. And what?
I mean, that just happened when he got back. So it was cool just this weekend having, like, my family back again.
I'm literally clutching my imaginary pearls. I'm here for it.
Yeah, so that was my good, and I'm very happy. It's, like, they all get on my nerves, actually. And sometimes, even though it's only been, like, 2 or 3 days, I want them to leave.
No, man.
I mean, we all have it. We all sometimes be like, yeah. Go to the store.
Right. Just like a long trip to the store, please.
Yeah.
But no, that's exciting. Oh, yeah. That is an amazing way to wrap this whole up. Like, I like this.
Well, now we have to say one thing we want good to happen. We got to make that intention. So what do you have? What do you want to happen in the next 7 days?
Okay, besides the lottery that I said last week that I don't play.
That you don't play.
This week, what would I want to happen? Sheesh Louise. What would I want to happen? I would want my daughter to have a really good first week of school. I want her to adjust well. She's in a class with probably some people that were in her kindergarten class, but like not all. So she's going to be with new people. So I just want her to have a really productive first week of school. I don't want nobody messing with my kid. I don't want these children to make me have to run up in there and confront elementary school age children. So I just want her to have a very positive week so I don't have to be that crazy mom. That's what I want.
Same. The little one is going to middle school.
Oh my goodness, that's wild. I just remember me in middle school and I'm praying for you.
Oh, okay. Well, there's that. No, I just hope this is a new, it's middle school, plus it's a new school. She's not going to know anyone there because she didn't go to elementary school here. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
new.
Yeah, it's super new. And I'm just praying that we have no drama. I mean, I know that's hard. It's, you know, middle school and she's a girl.
She lit though. She's gonna fit in well. First of all, she's smart, so school wise, you don't have to worry about that. She's lit, so girls gonna want to be her friend. So hopefully the hoes don't be jealous. I'm not gonna call them hoes because they're young. Hopefully the little girls are not gonna be jealous and be on some dumb stuff. Hopefully they just be like, oh, she lit, and let's be her friend. But yeah, it's gonna work out
because she's lit. I hope she makes friends, and I hope I really do. I just want this to be a good school year. I want her grades to stay popping, but I want her little social life to be popping too.
Right.
So that's it.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, that wraps up our episode 5. We appreciate you guys for tuning in this week. And yeah, my microphone fell, so I don't know if you heard me, but I appreciate you guys for tuning in this week. And
make sure you visit thechattypatties.com.
Definitely check out all the nice little stuff, all the different platforms that we're available on that you can check us out.
Instagram and Twitter is at the Chatty Patties, and then our email address is thechattypatties@yahoo.com.
There it is. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
See ya.
See ya.